And now three perspectives from medical oncology. First, Dr. Greg Riley, part of the lung cancer team at Memorial that has done so much to further translational research, particularly the fascinating field of biomarkers to predict sensitivity to EGFR TKIs. To begin, Dr. Riley reviewed the background for this work.
This story really begins with the observation that a number of patients who were treated with gefitinib and erlotinib in early studies had remarkable responses to therapy with erlotinib and gefitinib. When we initially started looking at these patients, actually Vince Miller was one of the lead authors in this work, as well as Mark Chris in looking at the IDEAL studies, what we've noted is that patients who responded were more likely to be patients who never smoked cigarettes. They were more likely to be patients who had adenocarcinoma histologies. And among those patients with adenocarcinoma histologies were more likely to have the bronchoalveolar type of adenocarcinoma. And so that led to sort of a clinical fingerprint of the type of patient who would be most likely to respond. But we didn't understand the molecular underpinnings of this. Then in 2004, three groups essentially simultaneously reported on patients who had responded to both gefitinib and erlotinib and identified that those patients all shared somatic mutations in the epidermal growth factor receptor. And when I say somatic mutation, what I'm talking about is a mutation that's in the tumor. It's not in peripheral blood as a general rule. It's not in other tissues of the body. It's only in the lung cancer tumor. These patients who responded, most of them had EGFR mutation in their tumor, and among patients who did not respond, most of them did not have an EGFR mutation, really making it relatively clear that this is one of the molecular underpinnings of response to gefitinib and erlotinib. Later work has actually gone on to show, and I think it's very interesting, and it really cements for me the relationship between EGFR mutations and lung cancer and the response to therapy. Interesting work has shown that if you take those EGFR mutations and you put them in mice, those mice develop lung cancer tumors that are dependent on that EGFR signaling. So you can put a mutation, mutant EGFR, into a mouse, it develops a lung tumor. And then you can either turn off EGFR through erlotinib, gefitinib, or any of a number of molecular mechanisms and stop that lung cancer tumor from growing and, in fact, cause it to regress very quickly.
What's the current understanding about sort of the pathophysiology or pathopharmacology, what's going on? I remember in the beginning there was this idea that in some way it had to do with the way the TKI fits in there.
Yeah, the initial thought was that the mutations allowed erlotinib or gefitinib to somehow better fit in the ATP binding groove of EGFR. And I think that that's probably not the case. I think that the mutations really serve as a marker for those tumors which are dependent on EGFR as a mechanism for tumorigenesis and tumor maintenance. So by inhibiting that particular protein, you're able to inhibit the tumor itself. And that leads to concepts like oncogene addiction, the thought that these tumors are addicted to the EGFR oncogene. The other idea is that this is the Achilles heel of these tumors.